Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Good morning. Good morning. It's nice to see all of you, and glad you decided to come see us before seeing the Super Bowl. Probably make you cold just watching it on television. Well, I'm excited about talking about the joy of creativity because it's one of my very favorite things. And we have to realize that everything in our life is a creative process. We are spirit, and we are creating in a physical body. So everything we do is a form of creativity. Breathing in, breathing out, making a decision, thinking about something, doing something. Yes, all you people who believe it's okay to think things, you have to change your thoughts too. Okay. So we want to be aware that every single moment of every day in our existence on planet Earth is a creative process. That's kind of a big thing to get your brain focused on, isn't it? Because the physical intellect cannot comprehend your spiritual creativity, and that's what we're speaking of today. You, the spirit, and your ability to create, which is infinite. Some of you have created things and you're thinking, now why did I create that? Or I didn't really create that. That was somebody else's fault. Guess what? Even if someone else assisted you in this creation, you are the one who accepted it or actually even created it in the first place. Maybe not even this lifetime. Some lifetime you might have said, oh, I want to fill in the blank, and suddenly this lifetime you find yourself doing that and wondering what in the world is going on. And this is one of the reasons it's so important to have a spiritual perspective and to focus in the present, because we want our creativity to match the body that we're in. And present time brings us into the reality of the physical body. So let's just practice our techniques as we focus on creating and the joy it can bring into our lives by practicing our techniques of grounding and centering. And we're also going to use a gold vibration or energy to help us create, because that vibration helps us be in neutral and in present time. So just close your eyes and sit up straight with your hands and feet separate. Be aware of your body on the chair, your feet on the floor. And I want you to create a flow of energy from your first chakra, which is near the base of your spine, and let that flow of energy move through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until that creation of yours called a grounding cord connects with the center of the earth. Now, this by all means is a spiritual creation. In order to do this physically, we would have to get a lot of heavy equipment, and I'm not sure we could get all the way to the center of the earth. So take a nice deep breath and acknowledge that you, the spirit, at this moment are creating. And by creating a grounding cord, you are establishing your spiritual connection with your physical body and with the larger body of planet Earth. This is one of the things that can bring joy into your creativity, because it makes it a conscious activity. So much of our activity on planet Earth is unconscious. And one of the things that we're doing here is helping ourselves wake up. So wake up with your grounding by creating stability, solidity, safety, awareness. And take a moment and just experience it, being grounded. Anytime you're feeling spacey or out of it or disturbed, allow yourself to ground and regain control of your creativity. Now, you are spirit. You are a spark of the divine force. or the All That Is, or the cosmic awareness, or God, or whatever name you would like to call this force. And you're going to experience yourself as a bright spark of light. And eventually, you can awaken to the point where you experience all others as a bright spark of light. This really changes your attitude toward people. Oh my goodness, you're part of God, I'm part of God. I guess I'll have to get over hating you. So that bright spark of light, just let yourself come to the top of your head. And just pause there for a moment. You may actually feel something physically. Your body may experience you as a warmth or a tingling. Just pause and acknowledge yourself, the spirit. Acknowledge your body. And be aware that connecting here with the body is a creative process. You are creating a relationship between you, the spirit, and your physical body. You're opening new levels of communication. Then allow that bright spark of light that is you to flow slowly and comfortably from the top of your head into the center of your head, just a little above and behind your eyes. Be aware of your body around you. This is your creative world for this period in time. Take some nice deep breaths. Bodies require oxygen. I know that you, the spirit, do not, but your body does. Respect the body. Be aware of yourself there in the body at this point in time. Be aware of your creativity. You are the one who is the light and life of the body. Take a moment to own it. It's difficult to create within a system unless you own it and make it yours. Now, your grounding has many purposes. One is to release energies, as well as to connect and to stabilize. So allow yourself to simply release any energy down your grounding cord that gets in your way of owning this body for you, the spirit, as your place to create. We all have an aura or an energy field around us. And our universe is everything inside that aura, everything inside that energy field. Just let go of anything that is not you and your creativity. Let it go down your grounding cord. It will actually enhance your grounding, and it will help you remove from your body and your spiritual system anything you do not want to have affecting your creativity. Take, for example, maybe you would like to create a new job and you're having difficulty doing that. Maybe you're still trying to create through someone else's concepts of work. Maybe someone else taught you that you have to really struggle and work hard and suffer to have a job. And that doesn't look appealing, so you're not finding a job. Let go of that other person's information. Just release it. Please do not pause to judge it or be disturbed about it, because suddenly that disturbance becomes part of your creative process. Just let it go. You are spirit. You have tremendous ability and power. I have a friend who's just experienced herself that way, by doing some amazing healing. I'm sure all of you here have created some wonderful changes within your life. They may not have felt that way as you were doing them, but as you reflect on them, you may see what wonderful creative process they were. So let go of anything keeping you from owning this nice body that is yours to create through. Focus in the center of your head again if you went somewhere else. when you leave the body, it's usually an indication there's something within the body that you do not want to deal with. No self-respecting spirit is going to hang out in a body filled with pain or hate or other heavy disturbances. So allow yourself to be in the center of your head and release any disturbances interfering with your creativity. Joy. How do we get the joy back in the creativity? It's really quite simple. Wake up. Be aware. Know that you are spirit. You are the creator of your life and everything in it. And if you're not operating off of that, everybody around you gets a little opportunity to create through your body. Breathe in, breathe out. And if you have children, they're bound to take advantage of that. And it's especially true for your loved ones, because you love them, right? You're supposed to allow them to create through you, not necessarily because then it's difficult for you to shine and share what you're here to give to the world. The joy of creativity is being aware of yourself, the spirit, aware of all that you have to work with, and constantly putting your attention back on that. Don't misunderstand, we're not going to get to some perfect, joyous, creative space. We have our ups and downs, we have our changes, we have our growth process, our learning experiences. And when you awaken to your spiritual life, your spiritual spark, you are able to then create with what you want, not what someone else wants. So right now, let's just take a moment and notice something you're creating that is not bringing you joy. And remember what I said at the beginning, everything in your life is your creativity. So I bet you can find something that you're not happy about that you're creating. Pause and meditate on what is in the way of you being aware and taking charge of this creation. It's amazing how little one has to change to bring the joy back in. I'll just give you an example of what you might need to release. A friend of mine years ago called and said she was so afraid she couldn't function. And she said, "What do? I'm so afraid I can't function." I said, "Create something." And she said, "What? Anything. Create a meal, bake a cake." She said, "I can do that." She did. And it changed things because she became aware that her creative flow was what brought her joy and helped her diminish fear. So maybe fear is one of those things you need to release. Remember, you have your grounding cord that you created, and you can release anything in the way of your creative process being joyful. At my age, I have friends who are creating all kinds of bizarre things. And we really need to be aware of ourselves as spirit in order to acknowledge, oh yes, this doesn't have to be miserable. This can be joyous. Anything can be joyous. And you may not feel that way when you're up to your eyelashes in mud, but when you get a little more of your spiritual perspective, you begin to see the joy of what you're creating. Breathe in. Breathe out. Not long ago, my husband died, and it was not a pleasant creation at many times, but there were other times where it was one of the most beautiful spiritual experiences I've ever had. It was also an incredibly beautiful experience for him and for a few other people who were able to observe the amazing love and spiritual communication that occurred. This is not something one usually feels joyous about, is it? However, you can bring joy into anything. Any creation that you have can be infused with joy. So again, focus on you and meditate on bringing joy into a creation that you haven't experienced a great deal of joy with so far. Watch what happens to the creation, to your body. Does your body respond more to joy than it does to misery? Well, maybe not, but it may like it better. And you may be able to teach it to respond more. So enhance your grounding and allow your joy. We are so amazingly creative. We create all the time. Create, 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 create. And the more you're aware of your creativity, the more fun it is. I know there are times we discover things we're creating that we really don't like and wish we weren't. And guess what? The good news is we can change that. And one way to make that easier is to allow your body to experience joy. And if this project of creativity isn't bringing you joy, let yourself meditate on some things in your life that do bring you joy. And bring your vibration to a level of joy to infuse all of your creative energies. The joy of service to other people through your work or your family. It's a matter of being aware of you, the spirit, and changing your attitude. I know people who are miserable about what they give to others, and I know people who are just filled with joy about their giving. You can be either one. Remember, you are the creator within your universe. You establish the vibration. You shine the light, or not. It's your choice. Now, I have many spiritual teachers that I love very much, but the one I would like for us to communicate with today is an amazing soul. And she's probably one of the most famous, if not the most famous, woman on the planet right now. And that's Mary, who was the mother of Jesus. And boy, was she creative. Amazing. And she was awake. And she had perspective. And she knew what she was doing. So let's all say hello to this wonderful soul. And let's meditate with her for a moment about creativity. She created a body for Jesus Christ, who taught us what we attempt to practice, that we are spirit within a body and one with God. That was not an easy task for many, many reasons. But it was incredibly creative. And her joy about it made it possible. So I'm going to give you a couple moments of silence just to commune with her, Mary, about creativity and adding joy to it, even in difficult situations. Not only was Mary amazingly courageous, she was filled with joy and light about what she was doing. Remember, it was against the law to be pregnant out of wedlock. She was willing to do that. She was willing to die to do what she did. She was really young. And she fulfilled her purpose on this planet in spite of all the rules. And she did it with great joy. Or Jesus would not have had a body as filled with light as he had. Because one's conception and time in the womb and birth are extremely important for our body's ability for us, the spirit, to come into and through, to use it most effectively. Mary, an incredible creator. Ask her about your creativity, and maybe you'd like to bring more joy into it. Do you know joy is a gift that you give to others simply by experiencing it yourself? I have a good friend who's like that, and I just love being around her. It's just fun. She's full of joy no matter what she's doing, cleaning the bathrooms or baking a cake. She's fun. She creates, and she's joyous about whatever her creative process happens to be at the moment. It's a gift to all the rest of us. Probably never really thought about your joy as a gift, but it is. It's a gift to the world. Now, Mary had other children. She had a big family. She was very creative and had great joy in her creative process. Just think, this small family, this one small group, one man, has had such an impact on the planet. Each of us can have a great impact on our world. Ask Mary to give you some ideas about how you too can increase your consciousness of your creativity and your joy within it. You may actually change some things in your life as you become more aware. You may change where you live or what job you have or who your friends are. You may change any number of things. Or you may simply add more joy into the experiences you've already created. Again, I'll give you a moment of silence with Mary. Hints of how to bring more joy into your creativity. Remember, breathe in, breathe out. One of your creations needs oxygen. Thank Mary. And as you release your awareness of her Be in the present. Be in the present with Mary and Jesus and all the great teachers. Be where you are now. Listen to your heartbeat. Listen to your breathing. Let your body bring you into the present moment, into the center of your head, where your spiritual, creative power is located. Your creativity is here and now. Not in the past, not in the future, but now. That's your PowerPoint. Let's all thank Mary. Goodness. What a fantastic gift she's given to the world. All right, take a nice deep breath, and we're going to do the thing we claim to like the most, and that's our communion with God. You are part of God. Everyone is part of God. Ideally, this awakening within you, this awareness, will bring you into a space of greater compassion and kindness. And maybe even some lifetime love. Be aware that you are part of this force with which we are communicating. So back to the center of your head or on top of your head, and create a bright gold sun above your head, and let that gold vibration flow into your body and through you and into the earth. Let this gold vibration help you bring your personal vibration into the present and into a healing space. It's a neutral vibration where you don't have to judge yourself or anybody else. You can simply allow yourself to be and be spirit. Enhance your grounding. And as you let that gold energy flow through you and into the earth, be aware of your concept of God. And say hello. And each of you will experience your God in your own way. Allow yourself to communicate as you wish. I'm going to give you a moment just to meditate with your God on your creativity in this lifetime. As you communicate with God, awaken to the fact that all of your creativity has a purpose. You may not be aware of it at the middle of it, but you eventually will. Acknowledge the purposefulness of your creativity as spirit. and allow the joy of the amazing dynamic. Allow this communion with your God to help you enhance your creativity and awaken to it. Acknowledging, yes, I'm the creator. I am the light and the life of this body. And as you own that, you will find the joy will increase in everything you do. All right, breathe in, breathe out. Thank God for all that we receive. Bring your attention back to the physical world, and you may want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to bring your attention back to your body. When you're ready, just open your eyes, bend forward, release energy from the top of your head and your arms and shoulders. When you're ready, you can sit up and say hello. Hello, hello. Create.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.